Dear parents, grandparents, children and family, the congregation, let us begin this funeral service with the singing of Psalter 422, stanza 8. Remember, Lord, how frail I am, how few my years. My life is like a cloud that comes and disappears. Has man done lived in vain? Who can in death's dark hour escape the dismal grave with all its ruin's power? O Lord, recall thy love, thy words to David spoken. Sustain us as of yore by covenant oath unbroken. 422, stanza 8. God's word, we like to read from Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, and in the day of as in the days of old, and as in former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, And I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against the false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers ye are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy, yea, they that work wickedness and set up, yea, they that tempt God, even are even delivered. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. That's for the reading of God's word. Let us seek the countenance of the Lord in prayer. Almighty, eternal, all-knowing and all-sufficient God of the heavens and of the earth, it is in the morning hour of this day that we come together with this morning family, with the congregation, with the friends, in this thy house of prayer, for a solemn occasion, so unexpectedly, because we did not count of having this morning here in this thy house of prayer. But thou knowest what all has taken place in the days past, where almost 2 weeks ago we have received the glad tiding that a son was born, Theo was added to the family, and there was gladness with the father and with the mother and with the children. But that gladness has been turned into mourning, where it did not go the way as it had to be, ought to be, but a sickness came, and so the Theo needed to be admitted into the hospital. Fear has filled the heart of the parents and of the grandparents and of the family, and that fear became also reality. Where that message came, we could not do anything anymore for Theo. And so he was ushered, after 6 days here upon the earth, into eternity. And so we must come together here with these grieving parents, with the children, with the grandparents, with brothers and sisters and family, with friends, with the congregation, round about thy word, to hear what thou hast to say unto us. Lord, thou hast spoken, as was written also in the obituary, the Lord has given, and the Lord has taken. And Lord, wilt thou then remember the parents, strengthen them in the way they must go. Lord, thou knowest what that means for them. And then the reality has to come. Lord, and in these days which lies behind us, it was such a busy time, so many things needed to be organized. And then we have come now together in this thy house of prayer. But after this, it will come a quietness. And then we begin to realize what we miss. And Lord, wilt thou then strengthen also in the way they must go. Remember them so together. May it bind them together. May it bind them at the throne of grace, together with the children. Lord, wilt thou then be a surprising God unto them. Think also of the grandparents. Lord, also for them that message came, or they have heard the glad tiding, but they have also heard that sorrowful tiding. Lord, wilt thou also strengthen them in their grief and in their sorrow, and that they may pour out their hearts before thee. Wilt thou then be mindful of them. Think also of the brothers and sisters of the parents. Thou knowest also what that means for them. Lord, thou knowest also when thou was looking forward also to the addition to this family and to the extended family, where the ways were so differently. Lord, wilt thou then remember and strengthen them too. Each one of them are sitting here also with their own thoughts. Thou knowest what all has transpired also in the family. Lord, wilt thou then be mindful of them. O may then it also be given that this calling, what came to them, also may drive them together and drive them out to the throne of grace, where thou also hast said in thy word, pour out before him thy whole heart. Lord, remember so. Are there also here in the congregation, also sitting here with many thoughts, Lord, who have also experienced what now these parents must experience, and then their thoughts also go out to that time when they also have received that message. Now we may lay them before thee, strengthen them, uphold them, and give that it also may drive them out unto thee. But so for the whole congregation, for the friends and each and every one who is gathered here in this house of prayer, wilt thou then remember them? Oh, that this calling which comes to all of us may be sanctified. Oh, then Theo has seen the light of the day only 6 days. And we, how old are we? Perhaps we have come to the evening of our life, and we may still be in the land of the living and in the days of grace. What makes us then to differ? We may still be there, and we may still call upon thy name. We may still seek thee. O Lord, wilt thou then give that we would not waste our time away, but that we, in that short time which thou hast given unto us, also may call upon thy name, learn to seek thee, thou art still art to be found, because the day will also soon come to an end for all of us, and who of us will be the next? Oh, wilt thou bind on the seriousness of life upon our hearts, and the necessity to be reconciled with thee? Lord, remember so, also as consistory, also a message came to us, and that we may take it to heart, that we may lay it also before thee, wilt thou be mindful of us. Remember also thy servant who may be in our midst. Give him also what he needs, so in the way he must go, wilt thou make it well, as thou only canst do. And on this morning, when that solemn task is laid upon the shoulders of thy servant, O may he then do these labors, looking up unto thee. Lord, may he receive a word to speak. May he receive also that opening in thy word, and what thy servant cannot miss. No one in the congregation who is here present or may listen along by the way of the means can miss that. That thy spirit may lead us, thy spirit may guide us, and may then be used also as a means in thy hand for the conversion of this one or that one. Remember then so in mercy, and wilt thou then be a surprising God unto us. We ask it in the forgiveness of all our sins for Jesus' sake. Amen. Dear Alan, Colinda, think also of Chad, Nora, Ella, Drew, think also of Aria, grandparents Den Bok, grandparents, also grandmother Vandenberg. Think of the family Den Bok and family Vandenberg. Occasion in which we have to come together, a solemn hour. And dear congregation and friends, now we have to do a work. These parents have to do a work which is from ourselves impossible to do so. And dear parents, you have written those words the Lord has given, the Lord has taken. And on the other words, you did not dare to write them. But that it also may be given in this morning, also to lay this need, but also to lift up our eyes unto the Lord, and that he may strengthen and uphold us in this way in which we must go. Often we think when we have a funeral, that we have to bury an old person, or a sick person. And Theo was not old, but Theo, after 6 days, so was ushered into eternity. Why is that, dear congregation? Adam, we have seen, and we know it with our mind. It is that fruit of sin in paradise, where it is written, "But of the tree of life, of knowledge and good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." And that is now the reality of life. And we have seen that also in the past week. Think of that message, what you sent also when that Saturday morning, when you phoned me, said, "We have received the Son, glad tiding, could hear it also in the voice. The Lord has given a Son." And then that we may also be glad with those who are glad in the congregation. And then we also, what is man? We so often use those words, "the Lord willing," but do we really believe it? And then I have also said to you, Alan, in a few weeks I hope to come for a visit. And then I say often, "the Lord willing," but then I also have to put the hand in my own bosom. Do I really understand what I am saying? And then thinking to go for a birth visit, baby visit, then to go so for a condolences visit. Now know, and you must know, that's not an easy visit to make. Also for a minister, when he must come to such a family, and dear parents and grandparents, then there's also an empty place in your life. Or then perhaps you also have looked forward to that day that the little one would be born, Theo would come, but now also that empty place is there for you, and also brothers, sisters, especially also we think of Ryan, and also that message has come to you when Theo was named after you. What an empty place is there also in each one's life. And now we have a funeral service. Now we must speak from God's word, a message to each one of you. I'd like to speak a few words, what you can find in the portion, what we have read together, Malachi chapter 3, and thereof verse 17 as our text. Malachi 3, verse 17. "And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him." Here in these words is in a chapter, in a well-known chapter written, wherein we see also the time of Advent, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And dear parents, we have begun that time. Last Sunday, we had that first Advent Sunday. Advent, and now this moment here. But Advent, then we can have the question, and we can have the question, why is it that we have Advent? And why is it that there is Christmas time? Children, you know the answer. Why is it that we have that? You say, because of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is true. A few weeks we hope to commemorate that, the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. But there comes another question to you and to me. Why is it that the Lord Jesus Christ had to come? Why is it that he had to be born? And why is it that he had to leave the bosom of his Father? And that he had to come to this low earth to be laid there in the manger? Then you say, why was that? That was because of the justice of God needed to be satisfied. And that is so true. Because man had sinned. And man had done that which is evil in God's sight. Man had fallen away from God. And therefore, the wrath of God rests upon us, upon each one of us. That is that solemn message, what comes to you, to me, dear listeners. Oh, that message come to us. And then Christ had to come to satisfy the justice of God, which man could not satisfy anymore. And now in this chapter, what we have read together, we see also that coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, where we have heard that in the verse 1, therefore I have read the whole chapter. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord, so that is the Lord Jesus Christ, whom ye seek, so there is a seeking people, who was seeking for him, who was expecting him, he shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. And when we then go through this chapter, and I cannot go in every detail, you understand that, but then we see two kinds of people. And who are those people? Now we see there is a people who fears the Lord. And there is a people who fears not the Lord. So there is two kinds of people. And so that is also in our midst here. And that is that message what comes to you and to me. And now that people who did not fear the Lord, they have also spoken bold words. Because we read so in verse 13, your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. So they have spoken bold words. They have said, what doesn't now do any good to you to serve the Lord? Why should we actually serve the Lord? What good does it us? Perhaps I can so live also in our hearts. I fear the Lord. I have lived, walked in his ways. And look what comes upon me. And that can also come so close to us. We read that also of Asaph. Asaph, a dear child of God. He also said that he was angry with the wicked. Actually, he was angry with God. And he says, why is it that I have to go this way? And the wicked, the other ones around me, they have it so good. And then we can begin to pity ourselves. And dear parents, it's a blessing if we are spared from that. And you said it yesterday to me, Alan. You said, I cannot write anything wrong to the Lord. I cannot feel any anger in me. And that is a great good what the Lord gives. Or that you still may bow under the Lord. And Colinda, what a wonder that is. That I may say, Lord, what thou doest, that is good. And then to say, not to say anything wrong of the Lord. Here in our text, we read so in verse 16 of that people who fears the Lord. And then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. And the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. So they said, the Lord heard it. The Lord will not leave the wicked blameless, but he will come with his word to us. He will come also to, the Lord will remember us, because there is a book of remembrance before the Lord. The Lord sees also me. And then in our text, then the Lord is speaking. The Lord himself speaks to a people. And then it says there, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. What does he then say there? He says there is a people who will perish, but there is also a people who I will save. It is a people that will be mine. They shall be mine. And he also speaks about the time when he will do that. Because then we read so, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. So it comes at that day of judgment. I said Advent and judgment. Advent and the justice of God, we cannot separate that together. And when the Lord comes with his judgment, there is some people who will be the Lord's. Do you hear that? And there lies such a message also in this word. Because there is one who came who has satisfied the justice of God. There was one, and we speak of the Lord Jesus Christ, who came from that high heaven, and who came down to be laid there in the manger, to have to undergo that, also to carry and to bear the wrath of God away of the sins of all his people, for all his people, his elect people. Or then there is a people who will perish in that judgment. But the Lord says here, there is also a people which will not perish in that judgment, because they are for the account of the Lord Jesus Christ and himself. Dear congregation, dear parents, siblings, we are all created good after God's image, in knowledge, righteousness, and holiness. But in Adam we have fallen away from God, and we have lost that image of God. And now that guilt of sin, that pollution of sin that rests upon each one of us, even on Theo, it's true, you say, but Theo, what has he done? When we see that child, and we say, so innocent. And what does God's word then say? No, Theo was not innocent. Because then what lay upon that little child already, born in sin and trespass, born and conceived in sin. And that is now the reality of your and my life. And then Job says it in his book, who shall now give a clean one out of an unclean one? And parents, if we learn to know a little ourselves, if we begin to learn who we are, then you begin also to see who Theo was. And now you must say, and also that same sin what lives in us, that original sin was also through the parents passed on also to our son and grandparents. When we have a little impression of that, then we see also that sin that goes from generation to generation. And then we do not need to teach our children to do evil, but that evil that is in them already, that is already in them from the very beginning. I wonder if it is comes not out more than that it does. Therefore, what is now so necessary, that we are hidden in an other, hidden in Christ. And that was now also necessary, also for Theo. And then it is, the Lord can reveal it. The Lord can also remain, let that remain hidden for us. But then we may lay it in the hands of the Lord. Say, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest the longing of our heart. But keep me from prying into things, if thou hast hidden that for me. What was necessary for each one of us was also necessary for Theo. Oh, that we may have a deep impression of that, but that we then also may learn to cry to the Lord, that we not yet, it is still the time. Now it comes also, we read so in God's word, that the Lord will have his people, and he shall have them, and they become his jewels. He says, they are my jewels. He says so in his word, when I make up my jewels, I will have them. Samuel Rutherford says so. Where does he find his jewels? He says he has scooped them up from the bottom of hell. As a people worthy of death, but the Lord, he will draw them unto himself, and he will make them his jewel. And that lies now declared in the work of Christ. Paul wrote to the Titus, and then he says so, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. So that peculiar people, he will have them, he says, they are mine. And what a wonder that is, if now we may belong also to that number, to become his peculiar treasure, and then to be placed in that crown, that mediator's crown of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because then he takes those jewels, and he come, they are placed in his crown, and they shall be his. Peter says so in 1 Peter 2 verse 9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And the Lord does that, and he makes them his own. Why? Why makes he him his own? Why is he redeeming them? Oh, then that will remain an eternal wonder for that people. They cannot say, it was this and that reason that the Lord has chosen me. No, there comes that free and sovereign grace of the Lord, where he from eternity has chosen his people. And they shall come, and they will come, and they will come from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south, and they will be from every age. Oh, they will be, perhaps some, they will die in mother's womb. Others have seen hardly the light of the day. Others may become very old, but the Lord will have them. He will have those jewels, and they will be placed in that crown, what the Lord Jesus has, that mediator's crown. And why will they then also shine, my dear friends, dear congregation, why will they shine? That is because, what we read also in that next chapter, but unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise, and shall be healing in his wings. Or it is because of that Son of Righteousness, and on those jewels which were given to him, those jewels which are placed in that throne, those jewels, and as that Son of Righteousness begins to shine, then they begin to shine in the eyes of the Lord himself. Oh, what a wonder that is. Why is that done? I say, I do not know why the Lord has done that. That's not an eternal good pleasure. But if you may experience that, it is so necessary that we may also learn to know something of that. Oh, then the Lord, he is free, but he will have his own people. He will have his bride, and he will have them to his own honor. And the Lord will spare them, as we see in our text, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Oh, the Lord did not spare the first world. The Lord did not spare his own son, but gave him over to us all. And how will he then also not give us freely all things with him? Oh, there is a people who will be given to him, because Christ was not spared. Now in this time of Advent lies also such a rich message, who may come still to us. Also in this funeral service, oh, the Lord will have his people. He will spare them. They will be delivered by his almighty power, and he will bring them. Oh, done in this sad day, or in this day wherein done that little boy, oh, it is an impossible work what we must do, will be entrusted to the bosom of the earth, but that we also then may lift up our eyes to the Lord and say, Lord, thou knowest all things. Now we may entrust it also that the Lord has not make a mistake, but that he also with his wise purpose, may he then also remember, strengthen also in the way he do must go, and give them what is needed. And then a message comes not still to us. Oh, then Theo, he was never given to ask for himself. We could ask for him while he was still in the land of the living. We can still ask, young and old. And I may also ask you, children, you are still in the land of the living. Were you better than Theo? You say no. But still, you may still be here. The word of God may still come to you. Oh, that you then may be found much upon your knees. It's also true for our older ones, even the oldest in the congregation and friends and family who are here together. Oh, that it may drive us out to the throne of grace. The Lord, he will deliver. We also may become such a jewel in his mediator's crown. The Lord has given. The Lord has took Theo. But what would it all be a wonder if now from this death life may spring forth, and that it may bring us at his footstool. We have to close soon. We will go to the cemetery, and may then the Lord strengthen Alan, Colinda, so your children, as grandparents, an impossible way that you must go, but that it also may look away from self, each one of you. The Lord will have his jewels. Oh, that the Lord also may drive you out to the throne of grace. Amen. We will now close with a word of prayer. Almighty and eternal and all-knowing God of the heavens and of the earth, it is in this morning hour where we have spoken a few words about what is to be found in thee. We may still be in the land of the living in the days of grace. O wilt thou then look upon us? O thou wilt have thou thy jewels, we have heard it. O may we then also belong to it. Remember these parents, strengthen them in the way they must go, and also when we are ready to go to the cemetery. O wilt thou then give what is needed for body and soul. Think also especially of Colinda, also in the way that she must go, still weak, Lord, but strengthen her. But we also be with the whole family, each one of them, and will thou make it well as thou only canst do. Give a word to speak on the cemetery, and will thou make it well. Lord, help us. We ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. We will now close this service with the singing of Psalter 278, stanza 3 and 4. The flower is withered by the wind that smites with blighting breath. But also stanza 4, unchanging is the love of God from age to age the same. Stanza 3 and 4 of 278.
Dear Alan and Colinda, children, grandparents, brothers and sisters, and all who are here present, the family, we'll read a little portion from God's Word. You can find Isaiah 40, where it says, "The voice said, 'Cry,' and he says, 'What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, and the flower fadeth, but the word of the Lord of God shall stand forever.'" It is that dear word of God where we can only find comfort also in this solemn hour. Because what comfort do we have of ourselves? Man cannot give comfort. Or then we can be so turning around in ourselves and say, "Why was it? Why was it that the Lord has taken away little Theo? Why was it?" And then he was expected with love. He was received with love. And why was then this loving child taken away? Oh, and then Asaph in Psalm 77 could not understand the ways of the Lord. Then he says, "Have God forgotten to be gracious? Have he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Is he then not a merciful God?" Then he said so to himself, "This is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of thy right hand of the Most High, and I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old." And then he said so, "Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? His way are in the sanctuary." Now we say, we cannot understand, Alan, Colinda, the ways of the Lord. His ways are in the sanctuary, much higher than our ways. And his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. But what does our Lord say? "Oh, that it now may turn us also to the sanctuary, and unto find comfort by him who is a great God like he." Oh, that we then may, also in this grieving hour, may lift up our eyes to him and dear family. Now we may see here also that fruit of sin. But we have also heard in this morning that message from God's word, where they said, "I will have my jewels." And what a wonder that would be if that also may be true. The jewel in his mediator's crown. And that jewel that can only shine when the sun is shining. And when that sun of righteousness is shining, oh, that also may be felt also in these weeks of Advent, or where we may expect that coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He came to this sin-sick world. He came here to save that was lost. And then, in his providence, has taken Theo away, even in that early days, but that we may lift up our eyes to him, expect it only of him, cry that mightily to him, if the Lord also will give that comfort to you both so together, also to you as grandparents, when you may see and must see, so the seed of your seed being entrusted to the bosom of the earth. Oh, that it may give us also a cry to the Lord. Lord, why was it he? And why may I still be in the land of the living? And so all of you present, we may still be here in that land of the living. We may still cry to him. Oh, that we then may seek for mercy. And that the Lord then will remember, strengthen and uphold each one of you in mercy. We'll not make it long in this time, because it's also because of the cold. Oh, may then the Lord strengthen each one.
We'd like to take a moment to thank everyone on Alan and Glenda's behalf. We thank Martin Brothers for their compassionate and professional service, Reverend Clyer for his kind words, visits, and conducting the funeral service, Reverend Adams for his visit and loving advice, Elder Clock and Josh for taking the time to come up to Calgary late Thursday night and close the day with a few kind words and Bible reading. Special thanks to the midwives, Eve, Terry, and Chalice, for your incredible support, the ambulance team, doctors, and staff of Calgary Children's Hospital. Your compassion, love, and efforts to save Theo will never be forgotten. Thanks to all the family, friends, also those who have traveled from out of province to be here and have surrounded Alan, Clinda, and their children with overwhelming love and support. May you be given to continue to do so in the difficult months ahead. May each and every one of us reflect on the text words out of Hebrews 4, verse 7. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
We will close with a word of prayer. Almighty and eternal Lord, God of the heavens and of the earth, we have come to the close of this funeral service, but also here at the gravesite. Now we have seen the reality. We have seen Theo descending into the grave. And Lord, that grave will also be closed and will remain closed till the great day of day, and thou shalt return the clouds of heaven. And also this grave will be opened again. And Lord, then a message goes out from it to all of us that we must be prepared for that great day. Wilt thou then bind that upon our hearts? And in a special way we may lay before thee these sad, these grieving parents. Will thou be with them also in the unknown future? Remember each one of the children. They have all their own thoughts, the impression what it has given to them. Lord, may it give also a place in the sanctuary. Thy way is in the sanctuary. And may this all turn us to the sanctuary. Lord, remember the grandparents. Thou knowest what that means for them. Strengthen them. Remember the brothers and sisters. Lord, wilt thou be with them. And wilt thou give also to them, reflecting upon all what has taken place, a place at thy footstool at the sanctuary. Lord, everything could be done decently and in order, then it behooves us also to acknowledge thee for it. And that we may lay also Martin Brothers before thee, Jack and his team, Chris, and wilt thou remember them too, and that they, when they may do these labors, also do it, looking up unto thee, help them, and will so be a God ever near unto us. Wilt thou forgive all what was sinful and amiss, and then we go home. Lord, keep us safe on the unsafe roads, and bring us to our destination, and go with us into the unknown future, difficult for these parents. But Lord, wilt thou be with them? Not that we have deserved anything, but wilt thou do it for thy great name's sake, for Jesus' sake alone. Amen.